Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is with me. He's a contributor to Audiophile. And yesterday we talked about a new audiobook telling the story of Zabar's, the very famous food emporium in New York. So what are we talking about today?
We're also talking about food, but in a very different way, in the audiobook called Meet Me Halfway by Brian Kateman, and it's read and effectively read by Pete Cross.
That was a documentary.
Yes, it's the same people, exactly okay. The same people, in more detail here, no doubt. But Pete Cross is a thoughtful and he's an adept nonfiction reader, and this is a serious book. With this caveat, my favorite parts of this audiobook are when the author talks about growing up in Staten Island and the meat-centric diet that his mother and father prepared and ate all through his youth. And he, of course, ultimately becomes a visionary in the food movement and is a vegetarian himself. But he's very fair-minded. For those people who have not read a lot about, you know, Beyond Meat and Impossible Burgers and things like this, this would be a good introduction.
Well, he started a whole movement, did he not?
Yes, he did. It's called the Reducitarian Movement.
Yeah, and that's me.
A lot of us. I think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. You know, from the very slightest thing that you could do would be a meatless Monday to a more committed reducing the amount of meat in your diet, clear to being a vegetarian or a vegan.
And if you have meat, being clear about where it's coming from.
Precisely. As you know, I live in the West, and so we try to find meat that is from near us and that is, that is grass-fed and grass-finished and the things that he talks about.
And exactly. And that is his point. His movement is really about, you want to be a vegetarian, that's great, but you can be more mindful about how much meat you eat and just reduce it.
And he's a compromiser. And that is so rare in a part of our society where people are very stuck in their own silo. He's a compromiser, and I think that's nice. And he, of course, also has strayed a little bit from being a vegetarian. He's been at a couple of parties where he ate a burger. So he's human, And that comes through in this audio.
And Pete Cross.
And you and I have had him before, and I think he's very, very talented. And, of course, this is not a dramatic reading. This is a reading of an important nonfiction book. But I love the way when he slips into the personal voice, people will appreciate that. Because you get the sense that Brian Kateman grew up a lot like all of us with, you know, three meals a day, all of which had meat.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. I want to hear Pete, though, read.
This doesn't need much setup. It explains what Brian Kateman ate growing up on Staten Island.
Okay, this is Meet Me Halfway, How Changing the Way We Eat Can Improve Our Lives and Save Our Planet by Brian Kateman, read by Pete Cross.
And what did we eat? Meat. A lot of it. I made meatloaf, spaghetti and meatballs, pot roast, fried fish, sometimes lamb chops or beef stew, my mom recollects. Oh, sometimes you would help me make your favorite recipe, chicken cutlet parmesan, she added with pride. My dad almost never prepared dinner, but when he did, it was always barbecued skirt steak on the outside grill. Meat and dairy were also prominently featured in our breakfasts and lunches. For breakfast, particularly on the weekends, it was bacon, eggs, grilled cheese sandwiches, steak and eggs, sausage patties, and bagels and lox. For lunch, Mom often microwaved pepperoni pizza, fish sticks, mac and cheese with hamburger meat, or fried chicken nuggets.
Pete is no nonsense, straight ahead, and compelling.
No question.
He's telling you. He's just, it's like he's just talking to you.
You know, I think if one of the descriptors for a really fine audio book reader is thoughtful, I find him thoughtful that he's thought about, you know, the issues that are brought up, because this is a very serious book. You know, there are some parts in this book that talk about what happens to animals that, you know, a sensitive person will sit back and say, oh, wow.
Okay. This is Meet Me Halfway, and that's M-E-A-T. Meet Me Halfway. It's by Brian Kateman, and it's read by Pete Cross. Thank you so much, Alan. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
I do too.
This episode of Behind the Mic was brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, the publisher of The Misconnection, written by Denise Williams and read by Zenzi Williams and Jacoby Diem. Dive into this steaming novella where two strangers who share a romantic night together discover months later that they're professional rivals. The Misconnection is available wherever audiobooks are sold. And then follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple. It does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.